So you are a spiritual being having a human experience. First and foremost, you are your essence and the energy of that. Theoretical physics suggests that everything else is a hologram, and shamanic belief systems agree. Everything you experience around you outside of yourself is a reflection of an internal process in this model. When you are at peace, the world is easy to deal with. When you are in turmoil or resistance, the world reflects that back at you. This doesn't mean that things are your fault, you just haven't had the right information. With the right information, you can affect your health in a positive way. This plane of existence in this model is a classroom, not a punishment, not a penance, a classroom. Our higher level of self sets us up to have experiences that give us the opportunity to learn or remember new skills, new ways of being. The purpose is spiritual evolution and ultimately remembering our way back to the divine. We all have patterns in our lives. Every time a pattern comes up, it's an opportunity to heal an originating wound. These opportunities start plainly and quietly. And as we blow past them in our busyness, they get louder and more insistent. If we disregard them long enough, they can show up in our bodies. Your body is your vehicle here on this plane. It has some amazing indicator lights. Every physical ailment or injury we experience is part of that signaling system. It's like our higher selves talks to us through our bodies. What the issue is, where it sits in your body, are all part of this complex system to let you know what to work on, or what you are working on, or perhaps what you might want to work on, or where you're hung up. Once you learn the language of these signals, things can actually get fairly simple. Emotional trauma affects the body as much as physical trauma does. Left unresolved or unprocessed, it becomes an originating wound that can create these patterns in your life and in your body. From a shamanic point of view, every time there is an unprocessed trauma, we leave a piece of ourselves at that point in the timeline. From then on, every time something feels in some way like the situation around that originating wound, we rubber band back to that space of the originating wound. And we react to now as if we were then. So if you had a trauma in a pre-verbal state, you lose the power of language in the here and now when you get triggered. Any strong emotion had by the person who carried you in their womb while you were in utero is likewise imprinted on your vehicle in this lifetime. So if your mother was in a car accident or an earthquake or a war, you get that imprint. It's even possible that you are also imprinted with the strong emotions of both biological parents at the moment of conception. If we bring epigenetics into this, we also carry major traumas from our ancestors. If you have a grandparent who lived through a starvation level event, it affected your DNA. It affected their DNA, which was passed down through your parents, which now affects your DNA. What does this mean? That you're genetically encoded to hold on to your weight. None of this means that anything you're experiencing in the now is anyone's fault. We all take on traumas and wounds because they prompt us to grow. If you identify a pattern, whether it's your living situation, whether your living situation is always like this, or your boss is always like that, or you keep dating the same person with different faces, you can change the pattern by approaching the situation differently. You may have to go through a few more of these situations to really get it down, because we're practicing. And it certainly helps to identify and work on healing the originating wound. But we're not stuck in these patterns. It's important to remember that you can take your power back from your past.